Hello to anyone who's listening to this, and welcome to I Could Be Wrong, a short podcast where I throw out my thoughts and invite you to let me know what you think. So, what's the best way to be an evangelist? I know that people tend to get uneasy with that word evangelist, and we tend to see it as someone who tries to convert people, especially to Christianity. But evangelist at its core means someone who proclaims good news. And I know that we're hesitant to be people who force our faith on others. And I know that we get squeamish at the idea of talking about our faith to other people, especially if we don't know what they already think or what they believe. So I think it can be tricky for us to think about what it means to hear the Great Commission from Jesus when he tells his disciples to go out into the world and proclaim the good news. He tells his disciples to be evangelists. Now, some of us can be evangelists, and it comes easy for them, and they're wired the right way, and they can start conversations with people and can talk openly about their faith, but others, not so much. So how do we wrestle with this idea of evangelism? Well, usually we talk about being an evangelist by the way we behave. They will know we are Christians by how we live. We don't need to shout it from the rooftops, we just need to live it. And I don't disagree with that, but is that the only advertising that we can do if we aren't the bullhorn on the street corner kind of folk? You see, we also use that word evangelical to define someone who is an enthusiastic advocate for something. An evangelical for a certain type of washing liquid. An evangelical for a type of cheese. An evangelical for a type of car insurance. Sorry, there were advertisements playing in the background as I was thinking about this. As the disciples went out and became evangelicals, they were creating communities along the way. They were connecting people together. They were making churches. And those churches, in turn, became tools of evangelism. The way they treated each other, the way they treated the community, they became evangelicals together. And it makes me wonder, are we evangelical for the church? Or is it your private safe space? I'm not saying that you should be out there handing out flyers, although that is something you could do. But when you post on social media, how much is it about church? Do you put up posts about going to church? About your church community? Is your Facebook only about your trips and politics? And look, I'm sure you're proud of your kids, but are you proud of your church? And I'm not talking about Easter when you have nice clothes on, or Christmas when you can show everyone the pretty lights. I mean the weekly church gathering, the smiles in the service, a clip of music, a supportive post about something the church is doing. And if you don't, why don't you? I'm not judging, I'm curious. I'm sure part of it is that you feel like doing something like that might take you out of worship. But how about after the service? A post that says, "Great sermon by Judith, she really made me think about whatever it was." I could be wrong. Maybe evangelism is only for those suited for it, and the rest of us can do other things quietly. I'd love to know your thoughts about it. And there are a couple of ways you can do that. You can email me at ben@trinityarlington.org. But if you want to go a little further and share what your ideas with a few other people, you can download the Podbean app and find this podcast, and you'll be able to comment on the individual episodes that I post. Thanks for listening.